I'll go ahead and call. Call the meeting to order at 9 o'clock. Jenny Webster, roll call. Marie Summers.
Here.
Daniel Guzman.
Here.
Myself, here. And we have a quorum, and David Jordan is on vacation till next week. And the first item is adopt the agenda. Is there a motion?
So move.
Motion by Marie Summers to... Who's second? Daniel Guzman. Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. The next item is approve the minutes of February 16, 2022.
So move. Second.
Motion by Marie. Seconded by Jenny Webster. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. First item of business here is the Elder Assistance Program. I'll go ahead and turn it over to Clarissa.
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. So the request for the LOC to develop a new Elder Assistance Program law was brought forward by Councilman David Jordan based on a recommendation from the Chief Financial Officer during the October 20th, 2021 LOC meeting. So the request asked the LOC to consider developing a new law to establish an approved program under the Oneida General Welfare Law, which transitions the nation's elderly 65 plus per capita payment distribution fund from being utilized for per capita payments to being utilized for general welfare assistance payments for elders. So on November 3rd, 2021, the LOC added the Elder Assistance Program Law to its active files list. So since that time, the LOC has held 5 work meetings and has collaborated with representatives from the law office, the trust enrollments office, and finance to work on the development of this law. So the purpose of the Oneida Elder Assistance Law is to establish the Oneida Elder Assistance Program to govern how the nation provides financial assistance to elders pursuant to the principles of general welfare exclusion. So it is the policy of the nation to prioritize the general welfare needs of its elders. The nation recognizes that its elders possess unique and irreplaceable stores of knowledge, skill, culture, and experience that enhance and enrich the lives of every member of the nation. The interests of the nation are advanced when its elders remain confident that their general welfare needs can be met. So a draft of the proposed Oneida Elder Assistance Law can be found on page 6 of your packet. So the Oneida Elder Assistance Law will establish the Oneida Elder Assistance Program as an approved program of the nation in accordance with the Oneida General Welfare Law. It provides how this program qualifies for general welfare exclusion. It provides the eligibility requirements for accessing assistance from the fund, which is that a person is a member of the nation, age 65 or older, and submits a completed application during the designated submission timeframe. It provides the minimum requirements for the information that must be included on the application. It provides how and when funds from the Oneida Elder Assistance Program would be disbursed. It provides for the types of expenses that shall be considered qualifying expenditures for use of assistance from the fund by the recipient. It provides information on the funding source and who determines that amount of available funding for an eligible participant. And it provides the department that has the responsibilities to administer the fund. So since this initial draft of the Oneida Elder Assistance Program Law was included in the packet, we have received additional input from both the general manager and the trust enrollment department director as to which department of the nation would be best to administer this fund. So currently the draft provides that the trust enrollments department will be the area that has the oversight and records maintenance responsibilities for this fund. But there has been discussions on whether economic support would be a better fit. So overall, I think this is an issue that needs further discussion and consideration from the Legislative Operating Committee. So today, what I'm asking the LOC to do is to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the draft of the Oneida Elder Assistance Program Law and defer to a work meeting for further discussion.
So move. Second.
Thank you. Sorry about that. And I'm going to go ahead and...
On the computer.
Oh.
On your Teams.
Go ahead, Keith. Go ahead, Keith.
You're muted, Keith.
Can't hear you.
Keith, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So are you suggesting the entire program, not just the elder assistance program?
So move. Second.
Aye.